T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Found a way to make us better somehow, coach. Your door was always open, rain or shine.
Paul back with you every Wednesday at 4:20. We talk to Diane Huth. And I just want to mention, you know, that there's this perception that you need a college degree and a white-collar profession to be successful in the United States. And I think that's dangerous. I think it's wrong. I don't think everybody needs to go to college. Not everybody is going to have a white-collar profession. I'm always amazed some of these blue-collar jobs, specifically tradesmen, building our last home. I mean, the roofers, the plumbers, the electricians, sheetrock. And I started talking about their businesses, and well into six figures, they're bringing home good money. They've got stable work. They have more work than they know what to do with. And I asked Diane Huth to focus a little bit this week, and we want to do more of this on blue collar jobs. And Diane, you say there's more demand for skilled trades than white collar jobs today. That's true?
Yes, absolutely. There is a huge national shortage of, I don't like to call them blue collar. Blue collar sometimes says unskilled, but we're talking about skilled laborers. And that's like you say, the tradesmen, the plumbers, elevator repair people. There are not enough people repairing elevators. Can we live without elevator repairmen in our country? Nope. The Elevator Repair Institute will pay you to go to school to learn how to repair elevators because they don't have enough of them. This is a real area of opportunity for people, completely overlooked by colleges, because all the teachers there and the guidance counselors, they all have advanced degrees. They expect you to have advanced degrees. And when you go to college today, you're often setting up $100,000 debt that's going to take you years to go and pay off and 4 years of school. When you can get trained in these lucrative skilled trades in a week to 2 weeks to 6 months easily, and start earning $50,000 to $75,000 a year. It's amazing, and nobody talks about it, Paul.
So what's the best way to move forward if this is something that sounds good?
Well,
what do you suggest?
You need to figure out what you want, but you need to get training. So that you need to be certified as a skilled tradesman, you have to have credentials. Your community colleges, and I love community colleges, offer dozens and dozens of different programs that you can get trained in marketable job skills for peanuts. Anything from aircraft repair technician and your health services aides, home repair maintenance, heating and air conditioning, AVAC, right? There's a huge demand for those things. Engine repair, aircraft engine, Mercedes car engines, all these, you can get a certification from a community college. There are also very good trade schools. At one point, I was actually writing a book called 101 Great Jobs You Can Find Today. There's a crane institute, you know, the big building cranes. Mm-hmm. In 2 weeks, you get certified as a crane operator, and you start from nothing and walk out getting $30 an hour. Okay.
Wow.
The trade associations often will either provide training online, or they will indicate the schools and the programs that you recommend. If you're in an area that's high in unions, then you go to your union and you get hired on because of potential in an apprenticeship system. And that is training, you know, with a skilled, experienced, certified expert in the field. And there's something interesting. I don't know about Minnesota, but in Texas, Job Services, which is your unemployment office, they do a lot more than give out unemployment. They actually help train you for jobs. If you impress them that you're dedicated and capable, they will pay for you to go to these high-tech schools. I know that in Texas, they would pay the $10,000. Of course, it was a negotiated fee to go to the Heavy Equipment Institute or the Long-Haul Truck Driving Institute. Hmm. Or the Crane Institute, so that you could be certified in one of these high-paying jobs and get off the unemployment rolls. Is that amazing?
It is amazing. And you point out that there's turnover, natural turnover. A lot of older people, older tradespeople are retiring, and in many cases there are shortages, so that the timing may be really good for people that want to do this now, right?
Absolutely. This is a national crisis. Just go and Google blue-collar labor shortage, and you'll see dozens of articles on Google what's happening in the trades. This is the hot employment market, and it's the easiest one to get to. If you are an unskilled worker, don't earn $8 an hour at the dollar store or at McDonald's. Get a job that will pay you three times that much, and go to your unemployment office and ask for that or Google it. It's easier to get trained than you think. So you just need to make a dedication and just go to your community college, pull up your online catalog. Most classes are taught online, although a lot of times skilled trades, you have to be there physically. So they are teaching those skills. Drivers, bus drivers, heavy equipment operators, medical service, things like radiation technicians, mammogram technicians, you can get trained for that in under 6 months and be earning $40,000 and $50,000 a year at the end of a 3 to 6 month training. Yeah,
wow,
it's
not
really important to get this message out, Paul.
And not have the crushing debt. You know, I feel so bad for, you know, some of these kids that are getting out of college and they've got $100,000, $200,000, $300,000 of debt, and it's just going to take them a decade or longer to dig out from that. One thing I noticed last time I took my car in for service, our vehicles have become rolling computers, and now they use technicians with computer skills to be able to diagnose. I mean, the whole service industry for vehicles has changed, but in many cases, when we talk about lifelong learning and reskilling, you can get those skills either online or community college without spending stupid money, right?
Absolutely. And a lot of times people think blue-collar jobs are like, you know, you're sweating, you know, in a ditch, digging a ditch. No, a lot of times you're sitting in an air-conditioned cab of a vehicle. Or I was recently at a Caterpillar factory where they made these huge engines. The mm-hmm. floor was spick and span. The building was air-conditioned. And the workers were assisting robotics in positioning things and moving things. This was not heavy lifting. This is skilled labor where you are working in a high-tech environment and providing needed labor. Anything that can be made in China is going to be cheap. So if you have services that can be offshored, they're going to be cheap. But services that can't be done by someone overseas, there is an absolute premium. And you actually, by making $20 or $30 an hour, you're making as much on an hourly basis as those of us white-collar workers who are maybe holding down six-figure jobs, but we work 80 hours a week, and you're on call 24 hours a day. If you're driving a piece of heavy equipment, you turn in your key on Friday night, and you don't worry about it till Monday at 8 o'clock in the morning. There's something to say about that.
Yeah, amen. My relatives in France, and this saying gets overused, but they say, you Americans, you live to work. We work to live. I mean, finding that work-life balance is elusive for most of us. Most of us work more than we want to. But you just gave us some great advice, Diane, and I sure appreciate you focusing on this. And let's come back to this often, okay?
We will. We will. Thank you so much, Paul.
Thank you. Well done, Diane. Diane Huth, the Accidental Career Coach. And she always imparts useful, actionable information. And again, she has a free gift. If you just go to launchyourplanb.com, how to set up your own service at no cost, a consulting service, which gives you more credibility going in the door. Launchyourplanb.com, free gift. So thank you, Diane, for that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.